Zondervan presents Bread and Wine by Shauna Nyquist, read by the author.
Author's note. I'm not a recipe writer, for the most part. Many of these recipes, favorites around our table, are from chefs, cookbook writers, and restaurants I love, and I'm so happy to pass them on to you. At the beginning of each recipe, I've noted the source or inspiration, and I hope you buy the cookbooks, read the magazines, or bookmark the blogs, and that you find as much inspiration and instruction in them as I have. In many cases, I've adapted these recipes for simplicity or preference along the way. They are, like all recipes, intended to be tinkered with and made your own, according to your tastes and your story, according to your family and your table. Many of the recipes are gluten-free, and several of those recipes include oats. Some people who eat gluten-free, like my husband Aaron, have no trouble with oats. For others, and certainly for people with celiac disease, only certified gluten-free oats will do. Also on the topic of gluten-free cooking, some of these recipes call for almond meal. Almond meal can be made in a food processor by whizzing up raw almonds till they become fine like sand, but before you end up with almond butter. Or you can buy it at health food stores and Trader Joe's. A few more things. The only salt I use is sea salt, and I always use salted butter. Every recipe is made to serve 6 people, unless otherwise specified. I generally make the full recipe for our little family.